When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's happening?
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 The Billy Madison Show.
Derek, will you see if the audio's in there about this witchcraft? So, Clark County business accused of witchcraft. Owner says it's not true. Imagine a whole ass business being accused of some witchcraft.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them out there, though. 1-1.
All right, let me play this real quick.
I have a multitude of stones, crystals, jewelry, incense, herbs, spices, teas.
Crystal Coven Mystic Cottage has been in Winchester for a while.
All of the stones are meant for some type of energy protection, energy healing.
The shop's owner, Shannon Tipton, says her interest started when she was a teen.
I was gifted my first crystal and started working with crystals then.
A couple of weeks ago, Winchester Clark County Tourism posted an aura photo event the shop was hosting. Since then, she's faced accusations.
It's been said that I'm a devil-worshipping witch. I'm a satanic shop.
I mean, we thought Nord was kind of a devil-worshipper when he was hiding the magic beans in the forest.
Yeah.
And he was into the voodoo and witchcraft. You remember the black magic Nard face?
I do. I do remember that. Nard seems to forget it, though, or act like he wasn't in that phase.
We
when
had
he definitely
a whole
was.
Ass meeting with Nard, with the main boss.
Yes.
And Nard said that he was into black magic.
Uh-huh. Because he was hearing voices. You don't remember that?
No, not really.
You don't remember saying that you hear voices and that you were doing black magic?
No.
Man, that's crazy that you don't remember.
All right, Derek, you remember it, right?
Yes.
Like it was yesterday.
It's one of my favorite meetings all time because I couldn't believe we left there. And I was like, I wish that was recorded because people are never going to believe us that that happened. It was the most insane thing that I'd ever seen in my life. I swear to God.
When Nard told the one of the tops of the company that he was doing black magic.
Mm-hmm. And then when he just we were like, Nard, are you still into black magic? And then he looks at us like, what are you guys talking about? Like, it was almost like that wasn't Nard. He was almost like in a trance or so. I don't know. Hypnotized or something? I'm not sure.
He was putting this magic potion behind his ears.
Yeah.
He went into
it. Remember that? Where you were like, I was rubbing this stuff behind my ears because so I could hear what you guys were saying about me?
No.
So you were rubbing stuff behind your ears so that at home you could hear the things that we were saying about you.
Because you thought we were talking about you.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
And you honestly don't remember the magic beans that you were given. And then
you think we made that up.
I did not make that up. You went to a forest.
Yes.
And you
and we know you got the beans from.
Yeah, you buried the beans.
You told us who you got the beans from.
I don't know what beans you're talking about.
All right.
Maybe that wasn't Nard at that meeting, but Nard.
It was Nard, but I think Nard might have been hypnotized.
You
or
looked
something.
At Keith and said, "I've been doing black magic." Mm-hmm.
Swear to God, I would put it on my kid's life.
Yeah,
you said that.
I don't remember.
Yep,
none
I was there.
Of that is true.
This community had a special
You're
called
scary.
Meeting about the shop on Tuesday. Clark County District 4 Magistrate Mark Miller sent me this statement about the meeting. It says in part, quote, "The people who object to this believe that the tourism department should not promote any business that sells witchcraft materials. Others believe that tourism should not promote any type of spiritual events."
You know, one of the weirdest things is Nard was collecting different animals' genitalia.
Yeah, that was another thing you were telling us about. Yeah,
that was, and I was like,
yeah,
what?
That part was crazy.
The
yeah.
hell? He went out there, he was collecting squirrels.
And you were putting him in one of those hexagon things or something.
Yeah, he's putting it in his cauldron.
Or the heartograms or whatever. I don't know what those devil symbols are that you guys
I don't know. He was throwing them all in.
You know where it's a heart and then a star around it or something? Yeah.
Yeah, scary, whatever it is.
Yeah, it was.
Number four.
So this woman had Death Row Killer's baby.
Okay.
And now she wants to match other women with violent inmates.
Hey, some of these guys need girlfriends.
She says it's been 4 years since She shocked readers by revealing she had a baby with a death row killer she fell in love with.
But what about that girl that just died the other day during a conjugal visit?
Yeah, he killed her.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
She went there to go, like, bleep a bleep and have some sex, and he killed her.
Yeah, so careful.
She now dedicates her time to helping others connect with inmates.
Oh, how nice of her.
Yeah, she's a woman that moved 4,000 miles to America to marry and have a baby with a death row killer.
Yeah.
And is now helping other inmates find love.
I mean, inmates do need to be rehabilitated as long as they're not like child molesters and stuff, but...
Well, maybe she needs to be debilitated.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because can't you just find like a non-criminal dude? But then it's like, hey.
Some criminals are cool though.
Well,
again, as long as they're not child molesters. Well,
Derek, wait till you hear the fetishes that are coming up.
Uh-oh. Number 3.
Heartbreaking moment. Loyal dog desperately chases its owner's car after it was dumped on the road.
Oh, no, I hate these.
You might have seen the video.
Oh, God, these make me cry every time.
Yeah, this one was bad.
Yeah, I
hate
this.
He was jumping up on the door wanting to be let in.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, it's so sad.
Oh, my God, heartbreaking.
Will you see if you got the Karen that yanked down the teen's skirt?
What?
Yeah.
Number 2.
Oh, God. She.
So, this Karen yanked down a teen's miniskirt, saying that, and you could see pubic hair has gone viral.
Oh, my God.
Damn. She was complaining because the teen's skirt was so short.
Work for the state, and if I have to watch her ass cheeks hanging out again, I will call CPS.
Do it.
Yeah, go for it right now.
Lady.
She is 19 years old.
19 years old, and this woman got all upset and then yanked down this 19-year-old girl's miniskirt, and you could see the pubic hair.
Who's that?
Number 1.
And outrage over bizarre chicken sacrifice in Mexican Senate as politician is now in hot water.
Wow. I bet.
And a boy rescued after getting stuck in a teddy bear claw. Fire department had to come out. It was at a laundromat.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.